The National Institutes of Health, its massive Bethesda campus, is going to undergo quite the facelift over the next couple of decades if they get the money. NIH has put together a 20-year, 500-page plan for the campus that will include 17 new buildings. For more on what it's planning, we turn to Ricardo Herring. He's the director of the Division of Facilities Planning at NIH. Mr. Herring, good morning.
Good morning, sir.
All right, so what prompted this look ahead? What's going on at the campus that it requires this much of an overhaul?
Well, essentially, every 20 years, we should be looking at our master plan, developing our master plan. And essentially, a master plan is a high-level document that guides the development of the campus for, you know, the next 20 years.
Now, those of us that drive up and down Rockville Pike there know how big it is. But just give us an idea of the scope of the campus, of the land that you cover there.
We're over 300 acres here, and we have about 20,000 employees on campus.
All right, so it's big.
It's huge.
All right, so what's...
It's a city.
It really is. So what's in the plan? What is it you're looking at?
We're looking at, okay, there's no new programs on the horizon right now. So what we have done is we looked at what our current facilities are right now. We have a couple of issues. One is some of our facilities are old and they're deteriorated with age and wear, and the condition is pretty poor, and we need to replace them. The other one, which is a real problem, is some of our facilities are, functionally obsolete. They're not suitable for today's state-of-the-art science.
That's right. I guess we should point out that it's not just office buildings that are at NIH, but a lot of scientific investigation goes on, so you have some pretty specialized facilities.
Right. Most of our buildings are laboratories. We have a couple of administrative buildings, but most of our buildings are laboratories. And we have also a clinical center, which houses about 200 patients.
And so your newest building, I guess, would that be the Natcher Center? Because I've been in that one.
Our newest building is the Porter Neuroscience Center. It was completed in 2014.
All right. So what does the master plan call for, assuming you could get the funding and everybody agrees to what's in there?
Well, the master plan calls for building new laboratories to replace those laboratories that are functionally obsolete, but also to bring on, probably close down some facilities that are in outlying areas at the different sites and bringing them back. We also need to replace our new administrative building. I mean, our existing administrative building with the new administrative building. That's what we call the IC headquarters. This is where all the institute directors reside. We need a new animal facility. And to do this, we would have to also, basically, we don't have any land, and most of the sites are occupied by different buildings, so we would have to tear down buildings to make room for new buildings and build those buildings someplace else. Our support functions will be going to the south end of the campus so we can make way for the replacement of what we call Building 31 IC headquarters. But we also have a large laboratory that we're talking about building, and that basically is trying to address the new science, the way science is being done today. It's actually science as we talk right now is changing the way we do research.
So you are bounded on all four sides by public roads, so there's really no way to expand the campus at this point, correct?
Right. But we're actually bounded on three sides by public roads, and then we have a private development of apartment buildings on the south side of the campus.
All right. And so what about building up? I mean, across the street at the Walter Reed Center, the Navy Medical Center, there's a really tall tower. Mm-hmm. At least for Montgomery County standards. And what about if you have problems with footprint building tall buildings?
Our buildings will be taller, but they will not be as tall as the Roosevelt Tower over at the Naval Hospital. And they'll be, they'd be taller, but I don't think we need, and our height limit right now is 200 feet.
Okay, so that's approximately, 17 or 18 stories?
About 22 stories, 20 stories.
All right, we're speaking with Ricardo Herring. He's the director of the Division of Facilities Planning at the NIH. And any estimates of what this could all cost if you got buy-in for all of it?
Oh, really don't have a cost, but I'm going to take a guesstimate. If we were to build everything in the master plan, which is pretty rare, probably about $5 billion, with a B.
Yeah, so it's not a small price tag, and any indicate, but probably Congress, I imagine, hasn't really seen this plan yet, or there's no specific proposals.
There's no specific proposal at this time. Basically, the master plan, you start out with the master plan, then you plan on it, then you start requesting money. So we're beginning to prioritize these plans now this year. So we completed the plan, so now it's just, we just list projects and prioritize them, and then we will, various groups at NIH will get together and set the priorities for these facilities.
And give us an idea about how this plan is arrived at. I mean, who has input into it, and when does the decision get made that, yeah, that lab really does need replacement, but that one you can go for another 15 years, for example?
Okay. Basically, the NIH architects and planners and engineers were the ones that developed this plan. It was done in-house. We have input from the institutes and centers. We have input from the neighborhood. We have input from the county, NCPC, the National Capital Planning Commission. We also have a lot of input throughout what we call the Office of Research Facilities, which is several divisions, and most all of the divisions have had input into this. We go through a very intense review process.
And what about the traffic situation there? Because, as you know, that stretch, you can sometimes walk the length of the campus faster than you can drive it during rush hour.
Yeah.
And what about, the county might have a say if you're adding employees and so forth, because I think your plan calls for 3,000 more employees.
Right. That we feel that that's kind of negligible. Essentially, what we do here is that you're talking about an area. We are north of a central business district. And that central business district has got a lot of employees. For example, I think in the next 20 years, Bethesda is talking about 5,000 more employees. Maybe probably less than 1,000. We're talking 3,000 over the next 20 years, but that is negligible as far as the congestion is concerned. Essentially, we basically for the last 20 years have been reducing our what we call congestion and during the peak hours. We've done a lot of measures such as telework, alternate work schedules, and all this type of stuff has kind of reduced the congestion. And we also have done infrastructure improvements like at the intersections and things like that to help reduce the congestion, and we continue to do that.
All right, so what happens to the master plan now?
What happens to the master plan now, we hope to implement it, but that's going to take some time.
All right, well, Ricardo Herring is director of the Division of Facilities Planning. It sounds like an interesting plan, and we thank you for joining us to talk more about it.
Thank you very much.